650, 1320 WILS. My next guest says that it's time for President Trump to offer us full disclosure. He says it's time to end the government-imposed truth embargo of the facts surrounding an extraterrestrial presence engaging with the human race. Stephen Bassett has been researching this issue for many decades now, executive director of the Paradigm Research Group. Stephen, great to have you on WILS.
Yes, Michael, it's good to be with you again.
Now, do you have any idea of what Donald Trump knows or thinks about E.T. and our interactions with them?
As far as we know, he has never said a word about it, ever. Mm-hmm. And the Republican Party has not spoken to it at all. The last time, well, since about 1995, when Stephen Schiff, Republican congressman from New Mexico, addressed the issue trying to get the Roswell records, which he was denied by the Air Force and the GAO.
Now, does a billionaire like him, would he have more, just by his position in society, more of an insight or understanding of this issue than a typical person?
No. We're going through a transition right now. From November 2014 to the election, PRG generated more political coverage of the ET issue than in all the previous 70 years combined. 500-plus articles just in the English language alone. And we did it within the context of the presidential campaign because of the connection between Secretary Clinton, the candidate, and the ET issue, going all the way back to her husband's administration.
Okay.
All of this came out. There were links. There were articles. There were reviews. There were interviews. Eventually, she and her husband and Obama and John Podesta had to speak to the issue a dozen times.
Right.
But the news networks wouldn't touch it. And
let me ask you, now that they're, President Obama's out of office, Hillary's not going to run anymore, why are they not talking about it now?
They're still in a state of shock. They're mourning. But I have already spoken out publicly and written a number of things. I call it Clinton's choice. They are done. Their careers are over. And interestingly enough, her husband's career ended somewhat in disgrace, and now I think hers has ended in disgrace when you look at what has happened here.
So do you think if she had been elected, do you think as president she would have come out and made this announcement herself?
If she had been elected, there were scores of journalists ready to come at her and on the ET issue. I mean, ready with both feet. And the great pressure would have been put on her, but I actually have to think they were planning on disclosing. That's why they spoke out a dozen times. That was kind of in the plan. But when the network host refused to ask a single question of any candidate on the ET issue, in spite of all these hundreds of articles, New York Times, Washington Post, Washington Times, New York Daily News, Chicago Tribune, Times of London, nothing.
Yeah.
An absolute, utter failure.
Well, let me ask you this. Stephen Bassett with the Paradigm Research Group, the media loves sensational topics. Why would they not want to bring this issue up?
This issue has been embargoed for 70 years. The government has gone to great lengths to keep it under control. And pressure has been applied. It's been ridiculed, demeaned, undermined. And some media, particularly the rich television talk show hosts, all those news hosts that moderated the 33 debates, virtually totally controlled them, they're all millionaires. They make between $1, $2, and $20 million a year. And so they just don't rock the boat. So they're not really journalists. They're infotainment artists. And they're the last people that should be moderating those debates. And so,
what do you imagine someone like Hillary Clinton saying really about this topic publicly?
If she had been asked in the debate, she would have given a substantive answer, and we would have had a major story emerge very quickly. This is all about the rock. People have to go to my website, paradigmresearchgroup.org. And just look at the E.T. Clinton media coverage. Just read the articles. There's over 350 just on my site alone. Read the documents in the Rockefeller Initiative. We had her absolutely against the wall on this issue. And because the talk show hosts never ask any questions, they decided on June the 2nd to not say anything more and glide on into the White House.
Let me ask you this, though.
They didn't make it to the White House.
Stephen, because we've got President Trump now who really does appear to speak his mind and is not afraid to say whatever it is he wants to say, at what point do you imagine he's going to come out and disclose this connection with extraterrestrials?
I have no idea. I do know this, though, that my publicist, who I haven't had on board for some time, is well connected to the Trump administration and transition team. I've actually got a GoFundMe campaign up right now at GoFundMe.com. Just do a search on disclosure, trying to raise the funds to bring the publicist back on board to try to start making those connections and see if I can at least get some meetings in this administration off the record to give them some idea of what disclosure is about.
Now, does Donald Trump strike you like the kind of guy that's going to disclose them?
The problem is, well, Donald Trump is unpredictable and could do anything. His relationship between the Pentagon military intelligence complex is now very, very odd and unusual. And unless the Pentagon is willing to cooperate with the White House, the president can't come forward.
Mm-hmm. Now, so has all the information been revealed to him right now, you think?
Oh, I don't think he's been told anything. Nothing.
So who really knows that? If the president doesn't necessarily know everything, who right now would know exactly what's going on?
Well, the issue is managed inside the government by cross-agency committees under ultra-deep security clearances. So it's managed in the White House. Plenty of people in the government know the extraterrestrial presence is real. Hillary Clinton does. Bill Clinton does. John Podesta does. And others who are involved in the Rockefeller Initiative. They know it's true, but they haven't got access to the information. You see, one of the things behind the ET issue is a constitutional breach that's been in place roughly since 1961, mm-hmm. in which the ET issue and other USAPs, unacknowledged special access programs, started getting pulled out from under the White House and the Congress by the military intelligence complex, meaning they're not informed, they're not briefed, they have no oversight.
Okay, but
they're virtually operating independent of the politics.
We saw it happen with Snowden. I mean, we know that we have insiders that can come out and really blow the lid off everything. Why have we not seen somebody break some of the secret information out the same way?
Well, for one thing, Snowden didn't have a clearance for this. Now, he didn't have access to this information. And if somebody tried to pull a Snowden on the ET issue, let's just say that their life would go poorly. But the truth embargo is falling apart. Three things happened of great importance during that campaign in the last days. First of all, it emerged that Tom DeLonge, the musician, actually was engaged by the Pentagon to try to get information to the public on this issue. It had been going on for 6 or 7 months. He actually interviewed for a documentary, John Podesta. We got this confirmed when the Podesta emails were leaked by WikiLeaks. So the Pentagon even offered DeLonge a 10-person advisory panel to help get this information out. This is extraordinary, and this should be a much bigger story. Then, just after Clinton lost the election, I got an encrypted text from somebody inside that I know of, basically saying, look, we're ready to cooperate with the Secretary of Defense if he reaches down to us, because we would like to see disclosure under Obama before he leaves office. That was around November 13th. And then, 2 days before the inauguration of the new president, the CIA decided it was that time to go ahead and release to the web for easy access worldwide 13 million documents pertaining to its history, including the ET issue, psychic research, and so forth. They had been available, but only on servers inside the archives. They put all 13 million documents up 2 days before the inauguration. And so what's going on is people inside would like to see this advance. They'd like to see disclosure. They cannot operate in their own. So, they're trying to send messages. This is a very chaotic time politically. So PLG is doing the best it can to adjust.
Let's say in 30 seconds, give it to me. Why did President Obama then not disclose?
Because ultimately, in order for him to disclose, he's got to cut a deal between the White House and the Pentagon. And in order for that deal to be cut, the media has got to come at the White House and the Pentagon, you know, 100 strong with 1,000 questions. And that media frenzy was on the edge of happening because of the connection between Hillary Clinton and the issue. I'm still on, but I was on a source basis with 37 reporters, including two Pulitzer Prize winners. They were getting regular updates and were informed on all of this. They were ready to spring. But the election of Donald Trump was an absolute shock to the system. Right. It was a bomb going off in Washington, D.C., and everybody is trying to readjust. Disclosure is inevitable.
Right. Although will it happen
soon enough?
Stephen Bassett, Executive Director of the Paradigm Research Group. Thanks, Stephen.
My pleasure, my dear.
Yeah, it almost sounds like an extraterrestrial arrival there in the background. Look, that's it for us. Michael Cohen, producer Solomon Martin, thank you for joining us. We're back on Monday. Have a good night. Bye-bye.